Welcome back to the show. It's always great to have you, wherever you are listening, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it's my pleasure always to bring programming to the troops in 177 countries. All right, we're quite happy to welcome to the show a couple of world champion soccer players here, Allie Krieger and Ashlyn Harris. They're here on behalf of Hertz. And congratulations, you two. I understand this is going to be your first Mother's Day. Let's start with you, Allie. How exciting is this?
Hi, Rick. Thank you so much for having us. This is so, so exciting. Our first Mother's Day as moms, and we're so thankful for Hertz, obviously, for going the extra mile for us with this amazing ride, which is such a unique and memorable way to enjoy our first day. We're going to the beach, and it's going to be really exciting, I think, to celebrate together.
Yeah, Ashlyn, I was looking at the paint job. This looks like a monster truck or something. Did you guys?
Yeah, go big or go home, right?
Did you help? Did you help in the design of this?
Yeah. We helped design with Hertz, and we're so lucky that they're making our first Mother's Day so special. And it's such a great thing that they have, you know, this, ability to wrap cars for special occasions. So we're so happy to have, you know, their support for our first Mother's Day. And I just love that they're making it so special. So we can't wait. We've been driving it, you know, all week. But on Mother's Day, we're going to the beach as a family. And it's just going to be so cool in my hometown. And, you know, just we're really lucky that, you know, this Mother's Day is going to be so memorable for both of us.
So, Allie, how does it go with baby Sloan? Do you take turns getting up at 3 a.m. to change a diaper?
Yeah, we did, yes. But now she's the past two nights, she's been sleeping through the night till 7.
We don't want to jinx it.
We don't want to jinx it, yeah. But we've been switching off. We've actually been very competitive, if you can believe it, on who's feeding her, who's changing her, who's, you know, dressing her. And we're just like, okay, well, you spend this amount of time with her. Now it's my turn to spend this amount. You know, so it's like been back and forth. We've been the ultimate moms, but really enjoying every minute.
So has there been any brainwashing going on, Ashlyn? Do you leave a pair of Roish gloves in there? You don't want Sloan to be an outfield player?
Oh, my goodness. Well, both of us are Adidas athletes, so that's one good thing. Our house is divided. But when it comes to the EPL, Allie constantly is putting Sloan in Chelsea jerseys.
Yes, go Blues!
So that's something I just have had to just let her take charge of, and now we're all a Chelsea family. But she definitely has the entire wardrobe stocked with Chelsea onesies.
Yeah. We'll have to see if she likes to, you know, pick up the ball more or kick the ball around.
Yeah. We'll see.
You know, Allie, I've been a soccer journalist for a long time, and I went to the World Cup in 2006 for the men. But that World Cup, the Women's World Cup in Germany, that was, I didn't feel like I was watching men or women. I was just watching fantastic soccer, and I was so impressed with you in that World Cup. And I know you were playing in Frankfurt at the time, and I'm German-American, and you got the name Krieger, Warrior. It was like a perfect fit, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was. Thank you for saying that, and thank you for supporting us and for loving the game like we do. And it was an incredible experience. Everything kind of came full circle for me at that moment, because we played, you know, the final in Frankfurt, and I was just like in awe of everything. It was such a great environment, a great atmosphere. The stadium was full. I just felt like I was in my second hometown, and it just was pretty surreal for me at that moment in my career. And other than, you know, unfortunately not winning, just to make it that far and to play as well as we did as a team and as individual players, it was pretty incredible. Yes.
You know, Ashlyn, I had one of your compatriots between the sticks, Hope Solo, on the show like right after the final. And I was saying that, you know, Megan Rapinoe might be the best two-footed player this country has ever produced. And I talked about that pinpoint cross to Abby Wambach for that goal, and as I'm describing it, Hope said, "You just brought chills down my spine, just me talking about it." So do you still get chills yourself?
Well, I, you know, yeah. I mean, she's an
incredible, incredible player. But for me, watching her in the 2019 World Cup was the most memorable. I've known Megan Rapinoe practically my whole life. She's like a sister to me, so I've seen the evolution of her career. But to see her come into her own in 2019 and really show the world how incredible she was, not only on the field but off the field, I just am, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty incredible thing, you know, what she stands for and what she fights for and the inclusion of our own community and the visibility of our own community. But she's also just a kick-ass soccer player. So, yeah, I'm very, very proud of her. And I would say, though, she in the 2019 World Cup, she just really stood on her own and technically stood on her head and carried the team to success. So it was really enjoyable to watch and be a part of that.
Yeah, and to think that we were worried she was even going to play, too, with that injury. She really came through. I know you guys got to run. One last question for you, Ali. As a right back and a center back, obviously the center back, you can't go bombing down the flanks, putting in crosses. Is it? Yeah. How much do you like playing on the right side as opposed to center?
I mean, obviously I'm natural outside back. I love it so much to be able to get into the attack and also being able to drop back and defend. So it's, as I get older, I think obviously playing center back is enjoyable because I'm not running up and down as much, like my body could handle it. But it's wherever the team really needs me to play in order for us to win. So I'm willing to play both. I love playing both. I sometimes have the tendency or energy to want to overlap our outside back and get in for a cross if I am playing center back at times, but I know that I need to stay central and keep the spine of the team organized. So I love both. I really do. Obviously I'm more natural at right back, but I'm playing well, and I'm feeling good and enjoying both positions.
But you can come up for corners. You get a chance to get a goal there, right?
I'm like, move over, people. Get the box, better hit it.
That's Ali Krieger and Ashlyn Harris, and their first Mother's Day coming up. And Hertz has done a special wrap for them, all sanitized and sealed with the Hertz Gold Standard Clean Seal. Thank you so much, both of you. Congratulations on being moms, and hopefully we'll talk soccer again.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having us on.
No doubt. Good stuff.